There is a website called Screen Rant that put together a fun little piece about musicians that decided to leave their very successful huge bands and then upon starting their solo careers just weren't as successful.
And I'd imagine high expectations. You're like, okay, this guy is a rock star. Let's just see what he does without the other three members, because maybe they're holding him back. And then we find out rather quickly that, no, that's not the case.
He needed them.
So I found some of the ones that they put on this list, and I want to test you guys. And honestly, Danny, I believe that you have a fighting chance in this situation.
I don't.
I really, I legitimately think you do.
Okay.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like some of these you might be able to figure out. All right, we'll start off with this one. This guy left his band hoping to become a big solo star. Did not work out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Taryn, you think you know it?
Oh, yeah.
Danny?
No. Is it Scott Stapp?
Yeah. Look at you, Danny, killing it.
I didn't want to know that one, okay? Let's just...
I honestly forgot he went solo. Here's the crazy part. Back in 2004, this was considered maybe not a great success, but that album went platinum. It sold a million copies. Nowadays, that would be like another level of success. Obviously, times have changed with streaming, but the album and the song was called The Great Divide.
Ooh, edgy.
That sounds like a Creed album.
And honestly, dude, you watch the video, you're like, this is just, nothing has changed. Like, he didn't even try and change things up. He just wrote a Creed song without the other members of Creed.
Rinse and repeat, same formula.
Now I'm starting to understand why they did Alter Bridge, because they're just like, we're just going to do our own thing without you, buddy. All right, here's the next one. This one I don't think Danny's going to get, but you never know. You know it?
No.
Taryn?
Yes. This is David Lee Roth.
That's right. From the band?
Van Halen.
And I'll be honest, I think that's David Lee Roth's best song.
Without question.
With Yankee Rose. I like that more than most Van Halen songs, but then I remember being all excited to hear the rest of the record, and I'm like, oh, he figured out how to write one good song, and then it just didn't go very well after that.
Good try, buddy.
Yeah. All right, next one. I believe Danny has a shot.
I'm excited.
This came out in 2014. Taryn?
I don't think I know this one.
I'm not recognizing
it. Dude, you're going to kick yourself when you realize who this is, because I honestly didn't even know this person went solo, so that shows how well this record did. But it's this guy.
Oh, is it Gerard Way?
Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance.
Interesting.
Never would have guessed.
The record was called Hesitant Alien. Probably Hesitant Listeners as well. And the song... No Shows.
Which, I honestly thought it was a girl for a second, so.
Yeah, he just totally said, you know what, screw the emo sound. We're going to go with like some kind of, like, you know, shoegazer kind of, like, you know, quirky rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, how about this one? I feel like, again, Danny, you shouldn't fail us on this one.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know this one?
Yeah, I do.
Taryn, do you know it?
Oh, no. What is this?
It's Patrick Stump from Fall Out Boy.
Is it?
Yeah.
He ditched his hat and decided to let everybody know he has a soulful voice.
Lost a lot of weight then, too. I actually interviewed him during that album cycle.
Wow.
Yeah, like in my old station, and it was so weird to hear his like solo stuff. It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the same guy that once did this. All right, one more. Are you ready?
All right,
okay.
Deliver it.
I feel like, I don't know if either one of you are going to get this one.
All right.
I walk the empty desert. Oh, I got it.
You already got it?
What? But the road I must travel. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Tom Morello. I really liked his, so I followed his solo career a little bit, and then he had the Night Watchman too.
This is the Night Watchman.
Yeah. Yep. So this was a really cool little ditty. It was kind of had some like cowboy undertones. It was pretty cool.
It was a little folky.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. But when people say it was a failure, I'm like, I don't know if he went into this hoping that this would become like a mainstream.
No.
or a larger-than-life project. I think it was just kind of like a thing to satisfy his little songwriting.
Yeah.
Needs. Yeah.
And he would link up with like Ben Harper and do stuff. I mean, he was definitely doing something very different that the Rage fans would probably not necessarily understand.
Definitely a far cry from him playing guitar in this. It's a little bit different.
I mean,
maybe it's the same thing. It's in the,
cannot see. Can you just play guitar again for us there, Steve? Yeah, thank you. He does a little guitar move every time.
He's got a good form. Very good form.
It's either that or I have an itchy chest.